the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger? The recording we just listened to is the only recording that Nat Allen recorded under his own name, which is a great pity, as personally I think they were a really good band. That was Nat Allen's Sextet and When You Were the Blossom of Buttercup Lane. Jimmy Allen was the singer. Now let's have something from a band you might not be familiar with.
Thank you. There was a pirate with an accent on the pie. He shouted to his shipmates as the bullets began to fly. Zing-a-boom, zing-boom, clear the deck in me elbow room. Clear the deck away, I won't require it. I sweep the seas where'er I roam, and I sweep the seas across the foam. I sweep all the chimneys when I get home, said Paddy, keep beat the pirate. The ship was full of treasure, it was like a woolworth store. The jewels flashed, the lightning flashed, the thunder began to roar. Zing boom, zing boom, clear the deck in me elbow room. Clear the deck away, I won't require it. The sea's gone black, we're lost, I fear, or in some foreign hemisphere. Blimey, we're underneath Southwind Piers, if panicky beat the pirate. Chased him, I know all the ropes, he cried. I dashed across the Dead Sea, and the very first day he died. Zing boom, clear the deck in me elbow room. Clear the deck away, I won't require it. Thunder crashed, a lightning fork struck the ship that as white as chalk. Stop it, I'm when they get out the walk, said panicky beat the pirate.
It's difficult to find any information at all about Percy Chandler. And to make it worse, the handful of records he made were released by one or more labels using pseudonyms, so it's very difficult to trace back any of his work. I know that he led a really good band, and they played in a lot of top-notch restaurants in London in the 1920s and in the early 1930s. In 1936, Percy Chandler gave up music and joined the Navy, a move that didn't surprise those that knew him personally, as he'd had a lifelong love affair with the sea. When Percy retired from the Admiralty, it was as a third commander. So, quite an achievement there.
Sake of order, lang syne, your name will still live on till the day I'm gone. Goodbye, oh ship of mine.
Here's a gentleman that I do know about. Alan Collins was born in London, but was taken to America as a young boy by his piano teacher. Probably got away with things like that in those days. When the First World War broke out, he returned to England and worked almost exclusively for the Savoy Hotel Group, priding himself on being able to play any type of music. Al Collins would sometimes play a tea dance in the afternoon at, say, Claridge's, and then turn up at the Savoy to play for an all-night dancing session. So he also played in several classical orchestras, I believe. Quite a talent was Mr. Al Collins. This is Spike Hughes. By Lou Leslie for his International Review, but we heard a very English version there of one of the songs from the show, Cinderella Brown. It was played by Spike Hughes and his dance band. The International Review was an original musical review, which opened on Broadway in New York City, of course, on the 25th of February 1930. And I think it played through to May, but they did in those days. They were usually short runs. Now, this next record was recorded at the Royal Opera House in London's famed Covent Garden. It's Alan Green and his band. Come on, Tiddles, let's make a fresh pot of tea, shall we?
Thank you.
Arranged by DeBroy Summers, that was the multi-instrumentalist Tommy Kinsman, although he was only playing the trumpet and trombone parts on that recording. I'd love to see if he tried to play them both at once. But anyway, he first came to prominence in 1928 with his London Frivolities Band. Yes, the London Frivolities Band. What a great name. Now, where do you think they were based? Now remember, they're called the London Frivolities Band, so clearly they're not based in London. They were actually based in a coastal town and a seaside resort in the county of Somerset. And it was Weston-super-Mare.
But she don't wanna. I just want her to pet, like the others I've met. But she don't wanna, no, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for one little kiss. But that hard-boiled egg, huh, she sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one. And she don't wanna, no, she don't wanna.
Now, the label tells us that we've just listened to the Lido Dance Orchestra. However, the Lido Band Orchestra was actually the pseudonym on Regal Records for Stan Greening and his band. And I believe Eddie Morris was the vocalist there, although it doesn't say on the label. And speaking of vocalists, let's hear from a lady next, as we've heard mainly from the men this week.
Once upon a time there was a fable that has lived a long, long time, all about the little people in the famous nursery rhyme. Now once upon a time they held a meeting to decide what should be done, all because some little maiden frowned upon the neighbor's son. Oh, come with me, my children, and bring all your toys. We'll take the magic carpet to the land of joy. There was little Jack Horner and Bo Peep too, the old, old woman who lived in the shoe. As everyone knows, the question arose, who made little boy blue? They awoke the king's horses and went to look through all the pages of each picture book. Though everyone tried, they couldn't decide who made Little Boy Blue. In the wood, Red Riding Hood said she'd tell them if she could. Humpty Dumpty on the wall was about to tell when he had his fall. Then Little Miss Muffet confessed she knew and told the story that's old as it's new. His love she had spurned, and now you've all learned who made Little Boy Blue. Sing the song of sixpence pockets lined with seams. The Sandman's here to lead us down the trail of dreams. Humpty Dumpty on the wall was about to tell when he had his fall. Then Little Miss Muffet confessed she knew and told the story that's old as it's new. His love she had spurned, and now you've all learned who made Little Boy Blue.
Elsie Carlisle was the most popular singer on the radio in Britain for quite some time, so much so that she was given the nickname Radio Sweetheart Number One. Now, Elizabeth Elsie Carlisle was an English singer both before and during the British dance band era of the 1920s and 30s. She recorded an impressive catalogue of recordings, over 300 in fact, with a band and, as we've just heard for ourselves, also as a solo artist.
These days you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you're gonna miss my kissing. You'll miss me, honey, when you're far away. I'll be so lonely just for you only, babe. You know, honey, you always have your way. And when no, it's gonna grieve me, you're gonna miss your little baby, baby, some of these days. Thank you.
of the very few people to make a name for himself playing a harp in a dance band. I hope it was a good name. It was Mario Lorenzi, and he was from Florence, Italy. I bet he didn't travel to concerts by bus very often. Then Marjorie Stedford was the vocalist there.
I'm 21 today, 21 today. I've got the key of the door, never been 21 before. Father says I can do as I please, so shout hip hip hooray. Oh, he's a jolly good fellow, 21 today.
Now let's see, yes, let's listen to Van Phillips and his band next, shall we? Ewan telling us that, as if we needed telling, that there's no place like home. Ewan was singing with Van Phillips's band in London in November of 1930. And Van Phillips had been a member of the Savoy Havana band, where he soon made himself completely indispensable as both a player and arranger, so much so that the band broke up when he left to join a music publisher. Thank you. trumpeter Duncan White back in 1935 and humming to myself. He was playing with the Billy Mason Orchestra during the 1930s, I think, well, during 35 anyway, and that was the year of this recording. However, this was a solo release, according to the label. It featured Stanley Black on piano, and I think Ferguson on guitar, B. Marshall on drums, and D. Lees on bass. So let's have our weekly smile now, courtesy of Leslie Cerrone.
Well, I'm now going to conclude with a song I wrote, which Tommy Trinder is singing in pantomime. Thank you, Bill.
Some like to stroll in Piccadilly or in Regent Street or Leicester Square, but I go with Dick and Jack and Billy to a place not far from there. Strolling down the Strand with a banana in my hand. Hey ho, away we go, boys and gals, jolly good pals, all in a row. We go hand in hand, and we don't need any big brass band. Spirits high as we cry, hi-ti, Italy, hi-ti-hi, strolling down the dear old Strand.
Strolling together in any old weather, the bunch of us down in the Strand, with a highly delectable and a respectable nice bit of fruit in my hand, and a rollicking hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, along with a bunch of us go. And by golly, we're jolly good pals and our fellerals, all of us there in a row. And another thing, we can meet all of the nicest, spiciest, beautiful, fruitful girls. We don't need the tenacity or the vivacity of a big brassity band. Swinging along as we melody cry with a happy old tiddly, Italy eye, strolling down a dear old Strand. Strolling down the Strand with a banana in my hand. Hey ho, away we go, boys and gals, jolly good pals, all in a row. We go hand in hand, and we don't need any big brass band. Spirits high as we cry, hi to Italy, hi to I, strolling down the dear old
lover. Go forth and meet your lover. Oh, Alice, where art thou?
La, 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 la.
Little boy, little girl, say good night, little man.
when the girls come out to play, diddly-ay-dee-ay.
Help from violinist Morris Sterndale and the band, of course, and a wonderful version of London Bridge is Falling Down. But I sincerely hope not. Have you noticed there's quite a few Morrises on today's hour? That's odd, isn't it? I wonder if we'll have another. Now, would you like to dance with me? No, don't worry. Don't bother getting up. I was asking Tiddles. Dancer, author, musician, and possibly one of the most famous of our orchestras and dance band leaders, that was Victor Sylvester. And he was quite an interesting chap, actually, Mr. Sylvester. Just two points of interest. He was appointed to the OBE, which is the Order of the British Empire, in 1961. And this is a lesser-known fact, and I thought this was quite interesting. He won the first World Ballroom Dancing Championship in 1922. Yeah, he won it with Phyllis Clark, apparently. Yes, very first World Ballroom Dancing Championship. Now, I wonder if that gave him the love of ballroom music.
Thank you.
something when you looked into my eyes. You started something that began in paradise. In one brief moment, a dream was spun, and my life had just begun. You started something, and it's way beyond control. I've been in heaven from the start. Just like a shower starts the life of every flower, you started something in my heart.
Best known internationally for his work with Frank Sinatra, Billy Turnant was discovered by Jack Hilton, no less, and that's when Jack went up to play in Newcastle, and he found Billy playing in one of the restaurants there. He took Billy down to London, and over the years, Billy became Jack's right-hand man. Billy could play almost any instrument, and even turned in a vocal or two for his mentor's band. They remain friends for life. Now, I think, well, let's have another one. Oh, look, let's play this one next. It's a lovely little song recorded by Morris Winnick and his band. Al Boley supplies the vocal.
Don't know the word, just come.
that was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening.
You did?
Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.